leading the news this morning. Three people have died in an overnight house fire in Melbourne's southeast. It's believed they're a woman and two children. Neighbours say they tried to break into the house at Clayton South, but shutters prevented them from getting inside to rescue anyone. They say the children are of primary school age and their father is overseas. The cause of the blaze is not yet known. The US is warning Russia its support for the Syrian regime is contributing to a civil war, but the US Secretary of State Hillary Clinton says she'll continue to try to persuade Russia to support stronger action against the Syrian regime. The former US presidential candidate John Edwards has walked free after a judge declared a mistrial on charges of misusing campaign donations. A jury has also acquitted him on one count of taking illegal campaign contributions. The charges relate to his 2008 bid for the Democratic presidential nomination. New South Wales prison guards are taking industrial action today after one of their own was jailed for bashing an inmate last year. The Newcastle officer was jailed for 7 months after the hepatitis C-infected inmate spat in his face. And the Queen has awarded former Prime Minister John Howard the prestigious Order of Merit at a ceremony at Buckingham Palace. The award recognises distinguished service in various fields. Mr. Howard says it's a personal honour to receive the gong.